This morning, as we continue in this series from Mark Batterson on going all in, we're going to kind of do a little bit of a flashback, because we're going to be using Deuteronomy instead of Joshua, which is where I had been, and using Joshua to show how we've been all in. And we're going to flashback here to Deuteronomy and just remind ourselves of before Joshua and the Israelites even went into the promised land, they were told these things in Deuteronomy. So sometimes it's good to remember back of why you're doing what you're doing, where you came from, you know, taking stock of some history to the point of where you're at now. So we're going to do that. We're going to flash back a little bit to see what Moses was telling Joshua and telling Israel, basically, for what should happen when they enter the promised land. And it has to do with, and this was the whole point, this is why it's good for us to remember. Maybe you ask yourself, why do we even do this? Why are we doing this? And you got to remember, well, we do this because this in our history, in our past, or whatever, has caused us to want to do this. So Israel, obviously, God uses Moses to save them from slavery, and through that time, God is teaching Israel about who he is, who this Yahweh, the I Am, is. And so as they're learning that, they're beginning to know more about God. And as my title had suggested, knowing more about God and knowing God are not the same things. So Moses, here in Deuteronomy, is talking to them about the laws and the commands and all the things that God has said. This is how you're supposed to live. This is how you're supposed to behave. This is how you're supposed to interact with other nations. Giving you all this list. Of course, Moses reminds them of the Ten Commandments and that whole list. And he's talking about all these things to prepare them to go into this promised land. But what they needed to make sure they didn't miss was what Moses was saying was not just information for them to know more about God. All of these laws and commands, all of that is to help them understand who this God is and to truly know God. And if you truly know God, Moses is saying here, then you are going to follow and obey God and do what God asks. And so he's trying to remind Israel of that. And he uses, and of course we know Jesus quotes this verse as well, when he's challenged about the greatest of the commandments. And Jesus boils down the 600 and some odd commandments or laws down to two. And the first one being found here in Deuteronomy with Moses. So I want to read for you out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. We'll focus in on verses 4 through 9, but I want to read the beginning of that as well and just read that for you. Now remember, this is Moses talking to Israel. They had not gone into the promised land yet. Obviously, we're flashing back here. This is history. And Moses is getting them ready to go in. And the thing we have to remember, the thing I want you to be thinking about as I'm sharing all of this, is that question about knowing about God and knowing God and trying to figure out what's the distinction there in your own life. Do I know about God or do I know God? And how does that look? How would that play out? So Moses is trying to tell Israel the same thing. And this is what he says in chapter 6, verse 1. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. So I shared with you the story of that actually happening. And Moses is saying here, everything I've just said, everything in, if you read Leviticus, in Numbers, everything in Deuteronomy, all of this stuff is to help prepare you to cross that Jordan River. So that you, to the people he's talking to, your children and their children after them, may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. "Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then, when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." Moses is trying to get them ready to enter this land. And you heard what he said. All this that exists in this land, you did not provide for yourselves. God is the one who is providing it for you when you go into that land. And this is the difference that they got stuck in, and sometimes we get stuck in too, even though we don't see it this way maybe. We don't have all those Old Testament laws and commands and things like that. But they were getting information about God. And they knew about this God. Well, this God wants X, Y, or Z. But what Moses is telling them is that they need to know God. So that's why he says and begins everything, and why Jesus, I believe, quotes this verse. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." That's verse 4 in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." And Jesus said all of the laws can be summed up with this one, and then he quotes that, and then he says the other is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. It wasn't about just following a bunch of commands and laws. When you're getting ready to cross over that Jordan River, when you go into that land that's promised to you, don't forget about what God has done. Because it's not good enough just to bring your sacrifices. We read that in the Old Testament with the prophets, where God says, "I don't need those sacrifices." That's not what those sacrifices are about either. It's about loving the Lord your God with your whole heart, with all that you are. And so Moses is getting them ready to cross that Jordan. Now, we know they did cross the Jordan. We heard some things that happened that God did in the midst of all that, some amazing things that God did. And when Joshua says, "Consecrate yourselves because God's going to do some amazing things among you," I think part of that is remembering back to this time, or remembering the stories, or remembering what God has done in the past, so that you don't forget him in the future. So there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. And Israel is living that out. There is a difference in that. And Moses is trying to remind them because they're getting ready to walk into that land. And now we know that they enter it. And as we read through Israel's history, I mean, I'm not going to read all that. Many of you probably know a lot of that. And it wasn't always just this great history. And when they walked away from God, it wasn't about, well, we don't keep these commands. It was really more about they lost their first love, which was supposed to be God. And so Moses says to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. And so we're going to just look at these. This is what in Hebrew, Shema, means to listen. So we translate it, "Hear, O Israel." It would be Shema in Hebrew, and it means to hear or to listen. And then they would repeat that. So morning, noon, and night, you would say the Shema, and you would repeat these words. You would repeat, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. Now, the heart in Hebrew's mind was the seat of intellect, your mind, that rational part of you, the way that you thought about things. It wasn't simply a connection between emotion. It was a connection with that rational side of the brain where you do your thinking and that kind of thing when they use the word heart in Hebrew. And so that's what Moses is saying. So we have that piece of it, and then the soul, being your essential person, the invisible part of you, a person's will or sensibilities. That's down inside where we can't just, I can see you physically, I can see you, but there's something that makes you you. Why do you like the things that you like? Why do you have the characteristics that you like? There's something there that makes you you, and that's what they're talking about. It's that innermost part of us where the will exists in terms of what we decide to do. Not thinking rationally, but really what makes us us as a person. And a part of that is emotion, that the emotion that we have in us, what makes us us. It's getting at the fabric of our being when God was putting us together and decided who we would be and how we would be made up in terms of personality and things like that, that place that we don't know how it happens or where it happens. That's what they're trying to get at here. To love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This is the physical side, to love God with who you are, your expression, your essence. In the Hebrew, it has a connotation of muchness, meaning with all that we are, like our lives, we are to love God that way with our whole being. And so this is really the one thing that they're supposed to remember. This is more than knowing about God. I could list for you all of the laws that Moses gives them, and we could learn something about God, about who this God is, what he wants, what he desires, and that was part of the reason God gave them these laws, so that they could understand who he was. He was teaching them along the way. Remember, they were in slavery for 400 years. They weren't really doing what their ancestors had done, Abraham and those guys, and how they worshiped Yahweh. So Yahweh, God, through Moses, was teaching Israel about who he was. They were learning about who he was. They were learning lots of different things about God. But here Moses is saying all that stuff about God is not truly knowing God. Knowing God is this. When you do this, that's how you know God. When you make decisions, when you view the world in such a way that includes God in it, that's a part of knowing God, because you start directing your life and your family's lives according to what God says or what God wants or what God desires. That piece of our brain where we think rationally about things, where our mind, our decision-making processes, if we include God in that, we're starting to get at it. In Israel's life, we know that oftentimes they forgot about God. I mean, Moses specifically says that. When you get to this place, when you go to that promised land and you see all these things, then when you eat and are satisfied, verse 12 of chapter 6, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Don't forget this God who loved you and saved you and brought you to this place. And we get so busy in our lives sometimes that maybe we forget about this God. Maybe we get focused on all the things that are going wrong and forgetting about all that God has done. Maybe we just forget to talk to God about life and what's going on in our lives. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength is to give everything you are to this God. It's not about knowing information about God. It's not about you knowing lots of different facts about the Bible or in the Bible or lots of those things. That's good. It's good to know those things. It's not about hearing about this God on a Sunday morning such as this, maybe listening to a radio program, or maybe you watch something on TV, you can get a lot of information about this God. But that's not what Moses is talking about, and I don't think that's what all being all in with Jesus is all about either. It's not about commands and rules. And some people have that idea today in Christianity where they think all of us, you're sitting in here to hear about all the rules and all the commands, that when you walk out of here, you're going to follow all those. And if you do that, that's going to be wonderful. People think that about Christianity. That's why some people don't want to follow Jesus, because there's too many rules. Jesus actually gave two. He boiled 600 and some all the way down to two. Because it's not about following the rules. That's not what God's after. That's not what Jesus is after. Knowing God is deciding that I'm going to give this God all that I am, for the very essence of my being is going to be in it for this God. Everything that I have, I'm going to use it for God. That's what Moses is getting at. That's what I think Jesus was getting at. It's not very inspiring simply to follow somebody's life because they follow rules. In fact, we can become very judgmental in that way. That was the Pharisees' problem. That's what Jesus' big gripe with them was. They have made it all about following these rules. And it was never about that, Jesus is telling them. Moses is saying the same thing. It's not about the information you get about God. Yes, that is good. Having that information can be helpful, but that information isn't going to move you to this, to love the Lord your God with heart, soul, and strength. It's your will, your desire, you make a decision to follow this God. And you're following him because of love. That's somebody's life that is inspired to follow Jesus because they love him is a life worth emulating. Somebody's life who desires to follow Jesus and the rules simply because that's what they're supposed to do is going to leave you wanting. It's going to be hard because there's too many rules. There's too many ways in which we can go wrong with those rules. There's too many ways in which we are still sinful people, and it's hard to break out of that. But if you love God this way, then it's not about knowing God. It's knowing him in relationship. It's deciding to live a particular way because you know this God and who he is and what he's done. That's what he's saying. Be careful not to forget, Moses says, because it's easy sometimes. And if you make it about following rules, if you make it about a routine that you do, I watch this program and I go to church on Sunday and I do the daily bread, and that's the routine, and I check that off the list and I've done my Christian thing today. It's going to be hard to know God with just doing those kinds of things. Now, those things help. But if they don't translate into how we live, if it doesn't change my heart and my mind and allow God to mold and to shape me, then it's about knowing information and not about knowing God. And the line is close there. You're like, well, I do all those things, but I think I know God, and I guess that's the challenge that I have for all of us is, do you know about God or do you know God? Because Moses says that's going to play a huge role when you walk across that Jordan River and all this stuff is laying right before you. It's going to make a difference if you know about God or you know God. And he goes on to say that you should know this God. And not only should you know about this God, but these commandments that I'm going to give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. That word is like engrave. Engrave them on the hearts of your children. It's almost like you'd get a tattoo. Tattoo it on the hearts of your children. And some people do tattoo their kids on their body. They take that literally. They are not going to forget. I can just look down at my arm and there they are. These commands are that important that you're supposed to impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorframe of your houses and your gates. Moses is saying, don't forget these. Understand what they mean, because that's going to help you follow God. This is being all in is really about obedience. It's deciding to follow God, not because we have all these commands, but it's deciding to love the Lord with all of our heart and soul and strength because of love. That's what God is trying to get across to them. He loved them and saved them out of slavery. He loved us and saved us out of slavery as well. A different kind of slavery. And it's through love that we desire and decide to obey. And when we love that way and when we obey that way, that's what knowing God is. It's not just knowing about God, but it's knowing Him personally in relationship. It's so important that Moses gives these designations about what Israel's supposed to do. He talks about their behavior. He says for them to impress it on their children. Talk about it when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. I mean, that's pretty much anytime you're doing something, you know, you should have this stuff on your mind. You should talk about it. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. That's your actions. That's what the connotation is there. The way you live, the way you act, is going to teach somebody about this God. So for you to remember this, your whole actions should signify what you believe. And so we can say that, you know, actions speak louder than words. You've probably heard that said before. People seeing your actions and the way you treat people and the way that you live and the way you make decisions and the way you are at work and the way you are with your family. Moses is saying all of that should be about you following God. Your decision to give that person some grace that has wronged you in your family or has wronged you at work or whatever, your decision to do that is because you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And you know that you've been given that kind of grace, and now we're going to extend that grace to somebody else. Our behaviors say a lot about, our actions say a lot about what we know about this God. Knowing information about God doesn't make us more spiritual. Doesn't mean we're all in with God. The people that knew the most about God were the Pharisees. You would have thought they would have been the most spiritual and mature Jews that there were out there. And Jesus said, you are whitewashed walls. Outside it's white, but inside it's like a decaying corpse. Because that's what following rules gets you. Their behavior did not show that they actually loved the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, and strength. He uses the word foreheads, vision, the way we see the world, our priorities. Jesus talks about that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, that the eyes are the lamp, and which says a lot to our bodies. The way that we see things, now this is imagery that Moses is using, the way that we see the world, the priorities that we make. Moses is reminding him, make sure God is at the top of that. Remember, you should have no other gods before me. They were going to be challenged with that instantly when they walked in to that promised land. When they crossed that Jordan, instantly they were going to be challenged with other gods before Yahweh. The way that we view the world, the way that we make decisions, knowing about God doesn't change that. We just, you know, we show up to church and go home, and I make decisions because I want to do it. This is my way. This is my decision. I could care less what God thinks about that. Knowing about God is the person that says that. Knowing God says, I pray about this. I talk to God about this. I may talk to some other friends about this and say, all right, God, this is, am I supposed to do this? Is this what you desire for me? Is this your will? And asking yourselves that question is what knowing God looks like. He says to put it on your door frames and on your gates, basically meaning this should be an integral part of your family. This should be a part of your community. This is how important all of this is. Don't forget these things, because it's easy to forget them when you know information about God. But when you are impressing them upon your kids, when it is about your community, that's why they use the words gates, because typically you walk through that to get into the community of where they lived. When it's about that, you're going to know God. You're not just going to know information about God, but you're going to know him. And so Moses was trying to get Israel ready for when they crossed that Jordan River, to not just know information about him, but to know him. And that they would decide to follow this God based upon love. Obedience based upon love, not obedience based upon the rules that I'm giving you. And it's the same for us today. Being all in with God is knowing God. And so the challenge I have for all of us this morning is to ask ourselves, do I know about God, or do I know God? Is it the very essence of who I am is to love God, and I choose to live a particular way and behave a particular way and have my kids live a particular way, and this community, now we're not going to talk about the community because it's not a religious community, but this community, do we operate a particular way? Do we extend grace to one another? Do we forgive one another? Do we do all the things that Scripture tells us the church should do based upon love or not? Because if we don't do it based upon love, it's going to be easy then to maybe not extend grace to that person, especially in my church that maybe said something or did something that I didn't appreciate. That's what the challenge is for us out there, where people see, well, Christianity is all about rules. Well, it's not all about rules, really. It's all about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And as Jesus said, loving your neighbor as yourself. And we choose to do that because we've been so amazed that God loved us first, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That God would do that for me, that God would do that for you. We decide then to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we know God personally in relationship. We don't just know about him. There's a lot of people that know about God. But going all in is saying, I'm not going to stop at just the information. I'm going to know this God in relationship. And I'm going to live this way because of what God has done for me. So as you think about going all in, as we think about that as a church, as we kind of took a break from Joshua and just did a little bit of a flashback here with Moses, ask yourself this question this week. Do I know about God, or do I know God? Maybe there's somebody in your life that you have a connection with that maybe that's a question you could ask them because you see them struggling with some things, or maybe they're living away, or maybe they don't have the right understanding about what Christianity is all about, because it's not all about the rules. Moses just told us that. Jesus told us that. It's about knowing God, and maybe that question can help them and say, hey, there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Let's talk about what that would look like. Let's pray. Lord God, we do give you thanks for the fact that it's not just about information that we have about you, but it's a relationship with you. that we can experience and enjoy. God, I pray this week as we go about our business, as we think about some of the things that Moses has said, as we think about what it actually and truly looks like to love you with all of our heart and soul and strength. Lord, challenge us. Help us to ask ourselves that question. Am I doing that, Lord? And maybe there's somebody that we need to challenge with that question and just say, hey, do you know about God or do you know God? Because there's a difference. Lord, thank you for loving us. Lord, I pray that we would live lives and that we would be a church that obeys based upon love, not upon rules that we think we have to follow in the scripture, though those mean something and though those are there for a reason. Because as Moses said, if you follow and obey, it's going to go well for you and you'll have long life in this land. And I believe that, Lord God. I don't believe that these are things that you're trying to impose upon us to enslave us to you, Lord, but it's things that you know as human beings. When we follow the way that you have described to do life, then we do life well. We thrive in that, and we flourish as human beings. We flourish as followers. We flourish as people in our families and as fathers and mothers and husbands and wives and just as people, Lord God. Lord, help us to love you with our whole heart, with our whole soul, and all of our strength. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.